When I turn 30, I have an epiphany. I will forever be in second grade, acutely aware my classmates' gold star reading comprehension, voices sliding over words like snakes slither grass. Great at self-flagellation, no one can hurt me like me. I deserve my teacher's neglect, my classmates' sneers and taunts. I am not good enough, pretty enough, smart enough to learn to read. Each day, my failure reteaches me the depths of my inabilities, my disabilities. When I turn 30, I still stumble aloud, mind ever split between recognizing letters and processing meanings in tandem. What's wrong with me? Stings the old shame. I continue to try and out-chess my falter lurch, my vocal careen. But I also lift my chin and push my pawn two daring spaces forward. I ask myself, how do I think? How do I get the answer? This year, I question friends on their hows of reading and understanding. My classroom curse word, reading comprehension, is examined, thought through, discussed. Epiphany lands casually one Tuesday afternoon. Reading out loud, with ease and grace, has nothing to do with understanding. It took me all these years to divine this. Travel outside my own head, shame, and into others' vocality, others' processors and understandings. So I write this to remind myself to smile when others read smoothly, and smile when I falter for you here and now, because when I read, I comprehend.